Hi, I'm Kevin R. Novak with Deconstructing the Coliseum, promoting civil government school system abolition. One of my major contentions is that the Christian establishment preacher is disconnected from the real world. For example, most preachers have never operated a small business, so they have never understood the complexities of small business ownership, and therefore never preached on such matters. Meanwhile, the small business owner is better able to connect scripture with the real world because he's been forced to deal with things like agency regulation, employment law, tax issues, contract law, tort law, and so on. The modern preacher, though, rejects that those things can facilitate the gospel. What I mean is, the modern preacher is so bent on merely preaching the gospel that he forgets that the gospel penetrates all those things I just enumerated. They either facilitate the gospel or hinder the gospel. Taking that even further, that all of life is subject to the Christian worldview and that the gospel is either facilitated or hindered by each part of the Christian worldview, consider the issue of real property taxes, which you'll never hear addressed from the pulpit. A real property tax is unbiblical because it transfers control and therefore ownership to man, displacing God. There are real property tax exemptions, like homestead exemption, senior citizens exemption, disabled veterans exemption, and so on. Know that a real property tax, though, impedes the gospel because it means each human has less ability to advance the gospel through tending to others, utilizing his land and home, his real property, through tending to elderly people and veterans and even the homeless. But have you ever heard the modern preacher connect the real property tax to the real world? No, because they think it has nothing to do with the gospel. But taking care of the elderly, one's family, veterans, and the homeless is, of course, not only evidence of one's being saved by the gospel, but more importantly, it is the gospel to others, the unsaved. You'll never hear this from the pulpit, and you'll never hear this in civil government schools. I'm Kevin R. Novak, promoting civil government school system abolition through deconstructingthecoliseum.com.